M. Ward is on tour this summer. He released an album last year that has some of the feel of this season. It's called The Transfiguration of Vincent. And on the very first track, he invites listeners onto a kind of front porch for the ears. This cut is Transfiguration Number 1, an instrumental tune in which the sound of crickets gives way to gentle guitar that seems to evoke a soft summer breeze and rustling of leaves of grass. And Ward joins us from Portland, Oregon. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Ward.
My pleasure. Nice to be here.
And M stands for Matt, right?
Matt or Matthew, yeah.
But you prefer to work under the name M. Ward.
Well, it was a nickname I got many years ago, and it's a little more abbreviated, a little more to the point, so it just kind of stuck.
Now, tell us something, if you would please, about how this album was recorded. In an attic for openers?
Yep, a friend of mine has a studio up in his attic here in Portland, and Mike Kirkendall is his name, and he has a band called the Old Joe Clarks, and so his band and I got together in his attic and basically recorded the whole record up there, and it sounds a little creakier than maybe other recordings, but that's hopefully to its advantage.
Did you have people walk around on the old wooden floor to get the creakiness?
Well, you kind of get it whether you like it or not, and for me, I prefer it.
Now, I've read something to the effect that you use some old recording techniques as well.
Yeah, in general, we try to keep it as analog as possible, and that basically just means trying to stay away from any kind of digital effects or digital instruments to try to get the feel of how old recordings sound. And when I consider Robert Johnson's recordings and early Billie Holiday recordings and compare them with what the million-dollar studios are achieving now, to me, there's no question what sounds better and what feels more natural and more honest.
Let's listen to a bit of the first vocal cut on the album, Vincent O'Brien.
He only sings when he's sad, and he's sad all the time, so he sings the whole night through. Yeah, he sings in the daytime too. He only dreams when he's sad, and he's sad all the time, so he dreams the whole night through. Yeah, he dreams in the daytime too. There may be mermaids under the water, there may even be a man in the pool. Oh, but Vincent, time is running out, you better get yourself together.
First off, who is this guy?
Well, a lot of people asked me about him when I did this second record called End of Amnesia, and I had this song called O'Brien, and people asked me, who is this guy? And I thought it would be best to answer the question in the music, so that's partly where this last record came from, is trying to just answer that question and keep it inside the music.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you're not going to tell us much here.
Not at this point. Maybe next time.
What interested you in doing a cover version of David Bowie's Let's Dance?
Well, it's always been one of my favorite songs of his, and I believe in the lyrics and the melody, and whenever you hear good lyrics that are buried under production, it makes you a little bit sad. And I was curious to see what would happen if somebody like Elizabeth Cotton had written that song, or what if Mance Lipscomb had written that song, and so... It was an experiment to see what would happen if you strip away all the extra stuff.
And if you say run, I'll run with you. And if you say hide, we'll hide. Because my love for would break my heart in two if you should fall into my arms and tremble like flowers.
Let me ask you about the dedication, if I could, mm-hmm. in this album. Dedication reads, quote, "This record was designed to keep the loss alive and behind me." Now, is that one of those dedication lines that's just for you and the crew, or can you tell us what's going on?
Well, right around the time I was creating the record, there was a few losses in my life. And then right at the initial stage of making the record, a guitarist who's been a big inspiration to me named John Fahey passed away. And he's an Oregon guitarist. And I went to his memorial service, and there were musicians playing songs and speakers trying to encapsulate his life, you know, in 3 or 4 minutes. And that changed the way that I looked at music a bit. I thought it would be an interesting ideal for a music and a song to try to encapsulate somebody's life in that short amount of time. And there's certain elements that need to be present in order to do that with honesty. And I think that if it's too serious, then it wouldn't be right. There has to be some humor. And if it's too humorous, then that wouldn't be right either.
Mr. Ward, let me ask you about the song Helicopter. In fact, let's listen to a little bit of it first.
Okay.
I am somewhere in the city. I am climbing up a fire escape. I am somewhere in the city. I am climbing up a fire escape. I have got to save my baby from a mess this world has made.
What thoughts set that in your mind?
I think probably watching too much bad television as a kid, and you see these helicopter rescues, and I guess maybe you romanticize the image. Maybe part of it too comes from, you know, those old Italian paintings that have the little cherubs up in the corners of the paintings to kind of just save the day, and I kind of like that idea.
Helicopter, helicopter, let your long rope down. Let us sway into the sunset. I have done all I can do in this town.
Would somebody, a listener coming to this album, be ill-advised to listen from cut one to the last cut, Transfiguration number two, and think they're going to have some kind of a riddle answered?
I think they'd be better off going into it thinking there might be a riddle posed, but not necessarily a riddle answered.
Hmm. And the riddle posed will do what? Start their mind to work?
In an ideal world, yes.
Mr. Ward, by magic prearrangement, you've brought your guitar along to that studio, haven't you?
I have.
Okay, conveniently so. if possible, we'd like you to play Out of My Head.
Yeah, I can do that. Oh, a painful little kitten met a playful little bird, and then off with its head, oh my. And a breeze met a blossom in a winter's embrace, and then off with its head, oh my. Am I out of my head? Am I out of my head, my love? Am I out of my head, or is this real life. Where you brought me in from a cold bay, for to sharpen up your knife, and then off with my head, oh my. First you taught me how to crawl, and then you taught me how to cry, and then off with my head. Off with my head, oh my.
Am I out of my head? Am I out of my head, my love? Am I out of my head, or is this goodbye? Am I out of my head, or is this goodbye? Am I out of my head, or is this goodbye? Am I out of my head, or is this goodbye?
Mr. Ward, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
M. Ward. His latest release is The Transfiguration of Vincent. It's on the Merge Records label. He spoke with us from Palatine Recording in Portland. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.